Alrighty, we are set and ready to roll for our Media Bids Power Hour, an education opportunity for those of you in media sales. Whether you are selling ads into your newspaper, your magazine, into print, your e-newsletter, or your website, all of those areas tie right into the teleseminar today. Whether you your circulation is free, paid, or controlled, you are in the right spot. Whenever we come together, we always encourage you to find a quiet spot, turn off things that might be a distraction for you on the electronic side, really be able to focus. The more notes you make, the more notes you take, the very best in adult research simply says you will assimilate more. You'll be able to come off this educational teleseminar and be able to incorporate the strategies immediately. And no doubt, in light of the summer of the coronavirus, things are changing so rapidly, the trends are moving so quickly, we could literally be meeting every single week, in some cases twice a week, like we do with many of our media clients, talking about what's moving around. With me is Jed, the CEO and founder of Media Bids, and we've been working together for the last 15 years here, putting on educational programs like this. Jed, I always love some opening words. Tell us what is cooking around Media Bids. How about a hello to the group? I'll do a brief introduction, and then we'll dive into our topic for today, okay?
Sounds good. Thanks, Ernest, for really being the driving force behind these teleseminars. It brings an enormous amount of knowledge and experience to them, and I always learn a lot. So it's I hope everyone on the call does as well. My name is Jed Gould. I'm the president of Media Bids, and we're a company that is devoted to driving revenue to publications. We do it in a variety of different ways, but most of it is through sort of unconventional, unconventional ways that don't compete with your internal sales efforts. We're mostly dealing with large national companies, and we're using tracking information to essentially show them that print publications can drive some of the best, most qualified consumers that they get from any media anywhere. So, the coronavirus has been challenging for publications all over the country. It's been a really difficult period for everyone, publications and advertisers. If there's any bright spot in it, it's that, we see from the data that we're getting that people are reading publications now more than ever. So we'll get into that a little more, but thank you for joining us, and I'll turn it back over to Ernest.
Perfect. And Jed, it's always a pleasure working together. And for those of you that already work with Media Bids, you know that they sit at an incredible apex of publications and media on the left, and through their keyboards and their data and their research, advertisers, ads, and ad results on the other side. And they have the most, in my opinion, the most unique view of anybody sitting in the world of watching them move back and forth, which ads work, which advertisers work, which publications, which media sources, and they really have their finger on the pulse. It's really extraordinary. So, Jed, it's always a pleasure working together. By way of introduction, my name is Ernest Orienti. My company is Power Hour. I love being in the advertising sales industry. Started in the mid-80s. I launched three of my own publications. And just has never left my presence, Jed. I was a leader in a billion-dollar media group, and then we launched Power Hour in 1995. And we've worked with thousands and thousands of advertising sales teams and sales leaders in 14 time zones around the world. It's really been an extraordinary 25 years. Whenever Jed and myself come together, we have three goals for all of our teleseminars. Number one, we hope to share new ideas that will stretch you and stir and spur your thinking. And in order to give you the very best of what we see in terms of the trends that we're observing. Number two, if there's something that we share during the course of the teleseminar that you already doing, we see you a virtual high five. This simply means bravo, you're rocking. And then the third of the serendipitous that Jed and I never know what we will be sharing together as we're bantering. We have a structure for what we're going to cover. We know there's some areas that we're going to focus on. But beyond that, when you hear Jed and myself, we move back and forth, and then we respond to any questions that you have as well. The serendipitous also means that if Jed and I are talking about watermelon, and it reminds you about pineapple, great. We call that the serendipitous. Those are the value-added parts of every educational teleseminar. So, Jed, for today, you saw in the video that I did, I said, are we going to Montreal or Milan? I have these two little orange arrows, and the theme today is which way are the media winds blowing? And that was just simply a way for us to lean back and really talk about today, what is it that we're seeing in the media space, right? And we talked a little bit about this during some of the summer trends, and let's just sort of quickly recap, right? COVID-19 has been an unbelievably sad moment in the history of civilization. In phase one, it has been primarily, you know, the medical side, doctors, nurses, hospitals, urgent care, and sadly the loss of lives all over the world. Quite honestly, in that phase one, we may have believed that we were coming out of it, and many of us were, and in many places around the world we are. There have been more recent spikes, which has been a bit of a surprise. So depending on where you are, you might not have anticipated in Arizona and Texas and Florida, parts of California. We've had a bit of a flare-up, and a flare-up could push us even further. We don't know. We know, Jed, at this point, you know, here in July, we're all observing, taking this one day at a time, and that's about all that we can possibly evaluate on the medical side. We're all doing our very best. We're being careful in terms of staying healthy, and those are the things that we can do. And, Jed, that's a bit of a capsule of sort of phase one and phase two, quite frankly, moving from shelter in place, beginning to open up businesses, beginning to open back up so that we can commerce again. That has been sort of this phase two that sort of began through the summer months here, and that kind of brings us to where we are today. Any just broad strokes or observations related to the coronavirus?
No, I mean it's as everyone knows, it's a daily roller coaster, right? I mean, whether, you know, as things begin to open up, but sort of, you know, what that means to open up, and sort of opening up doesn't necessarily mean back to normal. So it's it's challenging, and I don't know of anyone who has any real, you know, any real, you know, definitive answers into sort of how the world's going to look in you know, tomorrow or next week or, you know, a month from now. So,
no doubt. There are some interesting observations just about sort of the psychographics, demographics kind of movement. Jed, this summer we're seeing these staycations or close-to-home vacations for those of us in the United States, not having even the ability to travel into the EU, restricted from Canada. You know, we're really keeping it sort of closer to home. We're doing more cabins. We're doing more national parks. We're doing more localized travel. And depending on sort of your category, the sectors you're working in, you have to think about that and think about what that means. We call this listening to the whisper. And listening to the whisper means we're looking for every blade of grass, every green shoot. We talked about this also in our last teleseminar. This has been an unwavering component of everything that we've been doing. You know, Jed, we talk about B2B sales, you know, business to business. We talk about B2C. We're currently in what we call B2N, business to need right now. And as we're navigating down business to need, we're being very nimble. We're watching very closely what the trends are that are bubbling up, and the smallest of trend could give us enough juice to move forward again and again and again with our ad sales, with our renewals, and even shifts that we might be making with our distribution and our circulation. So all of those things, there's a reoccurring theme about listening for the whisper. We have to really listen closely to advertisers, prospectors, and so forth. But, Jed, this trend about sort of staycations, quite honestly, I mean, long lines at national parks, sold out, lodges, hotels that are seeing an uptick, but all of it's coming from a driving marketplace. So, for example, those of you that have travel publications, that's feeding right into your sweet spot. We'll also be talking a little bit about some of the home improvement and remodeling trends. There is a lot of that going on. So money's being spent. It's very interesting to see how it's being spent and how you are addressing that with your advertisers and how you might be making shifts related to your distribution or circulation. Jed, how about you? From your perspective, when we met last month, we talked about some of these trends that we saw. We talked about home services, food-related, some of these various categories. What might you share that you've seen more recently over the last several weeks that we might include as part of our teleseminar here today?
So to make a sort of a gross generalization, I mean, what we're, and obviously, you know, different parts of the country are dramatically different at this point than others, and so all of this sort of factors in. But to make a gross generalization, it appears as though, you know, the advertisers that we have who are doing the best tend to be based on home services. There seems to be sort of a redirection of funds from what would otherwise may have been sort of entertainment or travel to home services. So our best advertisers right now are focused, you know, in terms of, you know, just in terms of gross revenue, are focused on the home. I don't suspect is going to change. We have seen, for example, some advertisers start to do better who are advertising things, for example, cruises for kind of 2021, right? So the future kind of aspirational advertiser seems to be gaining some traction. And I don't know if it's just that people are sitting at home saying to themselves, you know, I can't wait till I can, you know, get out of here, you know, a year from now, whatever it may be, or if it's that, you know, the deals that are being offered, which are compelling, as they try to sort of get people to start thinking more about you know, travel and the future, the deals are just so compelling that people say, you know, I just this is too good a deal to pass up. So it may be a little bit of both. I think that the thing that a lot of the advertisers that I speak to express, which is a difficult thing, is economically speaking, sort of what's going to happen next, right? We know that some of the extra unemployment benefits are going to expire at the end of the month. We know that unemployment is still very high, right? What's that going to mean, you know, as things sort of settle into sort of a, you know, more of a routine? You know, it's appearing more and more likely that, you know, that kids aren't going to just go back to school, right? It's not going to be, you know, on September 1st or whenever kids go back, you know, all of a sudden, you know, parents aren't going to have kids at home anymore. It doesn't appear as though it's going to be just a light switch going off and everything's going to be fine. So, you know, people are going to continue working from home, and sort of what does that mean economically, right? What does that mean for unemployment, and what does it mean for people's ability to, you know, to spend money on the products and services that are being advertised? I mean, there is a, you know, sort of a degree of uncertainty, and it feels different now than it did, three or four months ago, where 3 or 4 months ago it almost felt as though, you know, almost more like a natural disaster, right? Where you know, we have to get through this. Now, you know, now it's kind of settling in. This is the way it's going to be for a long while. And I think that for advertisers, that that changes their focus, right? It changes their budgets in some cases, both positive and negative, and it really sort of means that they are, you know, they're more likely to kind of focus on the advertising methods that they feel most comfortable with, that they believe are going to just produce the best quality response that they can possibly get.
Mm-hmm. You bet. And these are the trends? I mean, Jed, when you tie in with the unemployment benefits wrapping up here, and there's not been an indication with Congress, when we go down the other side talking about schools, a lot of unknowns on that side. We're navigating that. So, look, these are, you know, this is sort of the state of the state. And what Jed and I have promised to share with you each and every time we come together is to share with you the emerging trends, what we see globally, what we see macro, what we see micro, right, to be very granular. You know, and these are also the kinds of things when we talk about listen to the whisper, right? Watching what's happening in your local news and staying current on that. Watching what's happening in social media. Let me give you an example, Jed. Here in Park City, right, where we're based, we have the Park Record, right? And they have a digital footprint, and they also have a social media footprint. Watching what's moving around on theirs, and in my case, if I were selling local ads in this market, I would be bookmarking that. I would be watching what's happening on a daily basis. I would even be reading the comments, staying in the flow of what's moving around. I like to watch their Facebook and the comments on that side. I like to watch their Twitter feed. I like to pull in the local key top radio station and watch to see what kinds of things they're sharing as well. Look, all of us are trying to get a 360-degree view, and frankly, we may have thought that here we would be in July and that we would have not only flattened the curve, but that we would have started to see sort of lots more than green shoots, but quite honestly, given the stats and the data of where we are related to the coronavirus, we have some challenges just based on the numbers themselves. And to Jed's point, it's not going away. And this also is what, you know, ties in as well, watching what's happening with your professional organizations and associations. Jed, I can't tell you how many educational programs that I've been involved, everything from media, from magazines, from newspapers, but then I've been over on the HR side. I've even been on educational programs in the office space, wondering about people going back to work, healthcare, medical. So even well beyond, you know, if you're selling ads to chiropractors, you're selling ads to realtors, well, guess what? In those particular areas, you positively want to know everything that's going on in their space, but don't just focus on that. Broaden it and bring it back around and be a bit more global, even if it's within your own community. I've joined educational Zoom meetings with the mayor of Park City. I've known Andy Bierman for probably 10 years, Jed. I've never gone to their city council meetings, but suddenly I want to know what he's thinking about and what he's talking about and who he's bringing to his very Zoom calls. And I want to be even closer. And frankly, that is a mindset and a philosophy, especially if you're selling ads on a local basis from that perspective, okay? And then from that is what comes, what we call, and Jed, you've heard me say the terms, veins of gold. You start to just find little glimmers, and you go, wow, that's interesting. In the downturn, like for, you know, for example, Hertz that just went bankrupt has all these vehicles that are for sale, right? So you pause and go, if all those vehicles are for sale and they're bankrupt and they're selling them well below the book value, I'll bet automotive dealers in my local area may be having a tough time. That's my hypothesis. But let me go talk to those auto dealers if they're part of my prospects that I'm selling ads to. Let me go talk to them and let me see if that's actually true. Let me go test that philosophy, or let me go test that level of awareness to see if that's actually the case or not. Sometimes the strategies of veins of gold are like toothpaste going out. Yeah, it's not the actual new car market that's actually doing better. It's the used cars that are feeling it tied to the Hertz bankruptcy. And Jed, I have a dear friend that is from San Diego, recently bought a condo, a ski condo here, is doing all the furniture and furnishings and getting it set up for the upcoming ski season, and he went out and bought one of these Hertz vehicles. It was a Cadillac SUV. It should have been about 85 or 90 grand, and he picked it up for 45, which was amazing, with about 20,000 miles on it. So, you know, these are the things that we're getting even closer to our marketplace that you have to think about. You know, what is happening, sort of like driving a car. I'm looking in the rearview mirror, and I'm thinking about the state of where my chiropractors are. I'm thinking about the state of where my dentist, if that's my audience. Or I'm thinking about a category because I sell ads to realtors. What is the impact on realtors? If I'm selling ads to realtors, where are they? What's happening with their virtual tours? What's the mindset of those who are buying? record low interest rates. What is that creating? Gee, I wonder if there's more activity happening there. Should I also be looking at the home builder side? What's happening there? And this is how we're sort of navigating. Jed, we've hosted teleseminars for 15 years. We've never had these kind of conversations that are not, you know, take a step, take a step, take a step. We're actually having to kind of look 360 all the way around, and there's not a definitive step or direction that, quite honestly, we're having to be more nimble than ever. Does that make sense, Jed?
Yeah, that, absolutely. And it's you know, it's nimbleness that I think that really has to take into account that the people that you're selling to have absolutely no idea in most cases what their business is going to look like in 3 months or 6 months or a year. You know, what one of the things which we're seeing, I mean, we've had a huge uptick in advertising revenue, but it's mostly from advertisers who have used print in the past and essentially are kind of going back to it because they know that it works, right? They know that they're going to get response they can count on. They know that the people who are calling from print ads are real people who live in real houses and are likely to buy. You know, this is not a good environment if you were out there selling a new programmatic product. This is not a good environment for it because there's a lot of advertisers who are just, at least from my perspective, from the ones we talk to, who are shying away from sort of trying these new things, trying things that are untested and that maybe are a little riskier. You know, their budgets have shrunk. In many cases, their personnel has shrunk. But they still need customers. And so, you know, I think that in many ways print is positioned to be sort of in a better position, coming out of this than it was even going in because of sort of the reorientation of both advertisers and also readers. You know, every newspaper I talk to tells me that their readership is way up. It tells me that, you know, whether it's online or in print, their subscriptions are up. That that more people are reading the publication than ever before, or at least in the recent past. So these are all, really positive signs, and we can see just from, because we, as I mentioned in other teleseminars, we use unique phone numbers to track the results that come in from ads. And honestly, we've never gotten the kind of response that we've gotten ever up until coronavirus, right? During the coronavirus period, more people are responding to ads than ever before. We've never seen these kinds of numbers, even around holidays, even around, special events or special offers. It's never been anything like it. The number of calls has increased by 50% in June, and then another 30% above June in July. So it's crazy. And so what that tells me is people are reading the publications, right? It's just a matter of putting something in front of them that they need and want.
Mm-hmm. And that really is the case. In fact, Jed, we were working with one of our clients in the Northeast who's in the remodeling, who sells ads into the remodeling space and into the sector. And they have never seen the same thing, never seen the uptick of inbound calls, inbound leads, inbound biz. It is simply extraordinary. And for those of you that are listening to this, you're pausing going, either A, I'm experiencing the same, or Ernest and Jed, I don't know, the two of you are a bit wackadoodle. I don't know what you're talking about. Okay? And this is the conversation about the whispers. This is the conversation about some of the pivots being made. This is the conversation about what's happening in light of the coronavirus, that this is a landscape we have never seen in the history of the world, and we are all being as nimble as we possibly can and addressing the trends as we go forward, okay? And these are our observations related to that. Let's also talk about some of the other things that we are seeing, so to speak, that relate to the coronavirus, that relate to your USP, what we call your unique selling proposal and proposition, because anytime you're in a marketplace, what you do separate and unique is also tied to the results that you're generating. And it simply means, what is it that you and your team bring? So, for example, one of the pieces is the depth and breadth of your advertisers, so that when you're talking to your advertisers and you're discussing their advertising and their advertising campaign, there's a sense of comfort and confidence. Hey, look, we've done this in print. We've done this on our website. We've done this for the last 18 years as a media group. We're all going to get through this together. Okay, maybe we'll make some adjustments to your campaigns. Maybe we'll add a bit more value add related to your particular campaign. Maybe there's some additional exposure that we can provide for you. We've seen media teams, Jed, do a whole lot more to work with advertisers. Have you seen and heard the same as well?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think that the main, from my perspective anyway, you know, the main thing that publications bring is consistency, and you know, advertisers understand what they're getting, and advertisers can it's a solid, tried and true, tested method of advertising. So I think that, you know, I think that one of the things, you know, and I don't have to tell the people on this call, you know, for in most cases, publications are an important part of the community, because we've just been talking about advertising, but the thing that is really sort of, you know, driving the increased interest is having a better understanding of what's going on in your community and what's going on in your area, and no one does a better job of that than local publications. And there's a sort of a reintroduction, right, that's gone on around that, where people are sitting at home and they need news about what's going on in their communities, whether it be schools or restaurants or, you know, whatever, the local pool, whether it's going to open, right? They need information, and there's no better source than the local publication. But the, you know, so it just, you know, so I think that there's a huge opportunity for publications to take advantage of that, right? To continue to put themselves in that role, and to put themselves in the role of A, the number, you know, the best source of information, and B, you know, the sort of the, you know, the method of advertising that's part of the community. You know, one of the things that some publications have done, and, you know, and I'm not here to tell you that it's, you know, not without risk or, you know, and you have to sort of decide this on your own. But what a lot of publications have done is they've gone to businesses who have been dramatically negatively impacted by coronavirus and essentially said, if you do some advertising with us now, we'll either give you, you know, a discounted rate to take into account the fact that it's that you're going through what you're going through. Or in some cases, we'll give you a free ad for a period of time, right? And then, but in exchange, we want a long-term contract, right? We want to know that when the dust settles and things are, you know, back to normal or more back to normal in September, October, whenever that may be, right? That you're going to be with us for, you know, the years to come, and to me, that feels like a really sort of natural, positive way of approaching what can be a challenging time, especially for a lot of retail stores. And you know, and I think it just reaffirms and puts the publication, you know, squarely in the role of you know, of pillar of the community, which is, you know, sort of where they are news-wise, and I think can also be advertising-wise.
Mm-hmm. Yep, and that is so important. As you say, as I shared with you the example of the Park City Record and the work that they're doing in the community, the outreach to nonprofits, the outreach to sharing positive stories, the outreach to share those who are have recovered from the coronavirus, medical facilities, additional support ideas, steps related to what's opening and why and what's not. I mean, these are all of those pieces. And frankly, using all of their media platforms, whether it's their print newspaper, whether it's their e-newsletters, whether it's their website, whether it's their social media on Twitter and Facebook. I mean, they're utilizing all of those things. And that's part of what you've got to be asking yourself, where is your digital footprint? Because that also links up to what? Your overall distribution and circulation model, right? That you're looking to have the greatest reach and the maximum information, and then on the other side, as Jed's talking about, the maximum ad results as well, and delivering on a consistent basis week in and week out, month in and month out, okay? Success stories. Success stories are those kinds of green shoots that we're talking about during the summer. And those success stories are directly coming from your advertisers, but they're only as good as you capture them and then you convert them into part of your marketing efforts. So, for example, again, speaking with one of our media groups in the Northeast, focused on this home renovation, remodeling category, the stories that we have, 65 inbound leads worth blank amount in dollars in terms of deals or bids and proposals, 32 calls in from this particular advertiser. This is twice what they've normally seen. 18 leads coming in from this one. This is an advertiser who used to be with another media publication, is now chosen to work with us. These are the kinds of stories that allow you to give a very specific, very measurable kinds of results. It lets you talk about the ROI. It lets you share, if I'm working with a landscaping company and I can talk about broadly the kinds of trends that we're generating for other landscaping companies, they can see in my magazine, on my website, they can see what? Those other landscaping companies that have been part of my magazine. And I can talk about the ad tenure, that this one has been with me for the last 10 years, this one's been with for the last 8 years, and these are the kinds of results that you can expect to get from that perspective. And then also, when you take it a step further and you talk to them about advertisers who used to advertise in other ad media sources and in other publications, that gives you the opportunity to address the piece, what sets you apart. These are all tied to our USP and what matters from that perspective. So, Jed, we're seeing a whole lot more of that, but we're, again, looking for those whispers and those categories that are doing really well. For example, in the last month or two, companies that were doing remodeling but that were inside, for example, cabinets or inside painting or flooring or carpet, those struggled during shelter in place. Now we're seeing a bigger uptick for those inside home services. So this is an example where our media teams in that particular category really focused on the home improvement areas outside, landscaping, swimming pools, exterior paint, roofing, pavers, nursery, and tree planting, and all of those areas. Jed, any observations regarding that you've seen and that you've observed?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, just to sort of go back to your initial point, being able to give advertisers a positive news and being able to sort of share with them how your publication is producing is really sort of contingent upon having a method of tracking. And we've talked about in other calls, well, we do at MediaBids, and you know, it's certainly not the only way to do it. We think it's just sort of the most effective way is using unique phone numbers in every ad that we put out. So we have tens of thousands of 800 numbers that are in circulation, and each one of those 800 numbers are unique to that ad. So we're able to determine how, you know, to use an example, Omaha Steaks is producing in Texas, and how it's producing in a publication in New York, and how it's producing in a publication in, you know, Washington State, right? I mean, we can see exactly what the results are for each placement that we put out, and while that is more complicated on sort of a national level, I think that I think that on a local level, it makes a lot of sense as well, because it allows you to be able to go to your advertisers and say, this is exactly what the ad produced. This is how many calls you got. This is how many leads you got. You told me when we first started talking that you thought it would take, you know, 3 or 4 inquiries to get a sale. You got 9 inquiries. Did you get 3 sales? Right? I mean, so you can have those kinds of conversations, and those kinds of conversations we have been successful with them. I think that it's sort of the way that that businesses now think about advertising. And so to the extent that you can do it, and it's easy to do, but to the extent that you can sort of grow that, and especially in this environment, I think it will pay off for you. So having said all that, I mean, I think that there are depending on the part of the country you're in, there are some real trends. I mean, one of the things that we're seeing is that more and more seniors, rather than looking at senior living facilities, people are sort of making changes to their homes to try to keep their parents or loved ones close to home and in the home, just for safety reasons. And so that means, you know, whether it be a walk-in bathtub or a stair lift or whatever sort of modifications need to be made in the home to make that home, you know, more livable, that seems to be a significant trend that's occurring out there. You know, the other thing is sort of, you know, just anything that's mail order that you can get through the mail, you know, whether it be food or gift items, you know, in the absence of being able to visit people in person, you know, those types of businesses seem to be doing very well. You know, but I think that a lot of it depends upon sort of what's specifically going on in your community today, right? And as we sort of preface this entire call by saying, you know, it's changing so fast in different parts of the country, you know, it's a little hard to sort of make a gross generalization and say, you know, this is what's working. I think that you know, based on what's going on in your community, though, you know, the fact that there's more concern about illness isn't necessarily a negative thing for at least many advertising verticals, with the exception of retail, right? I mean, retail is the one that is absolutely getting, you know, taking it on the chin with this whole sort of crisis, you know. And I think there's no getting around the fact that, you know, retail and restaurants are the toughest or the hardest hit.
Right. No. You point well made, and we are watching those trends. Some have said trends that we would have seen evolve slowly over the next 3, 5, and 10 years. For example, shopping online, doing even more, or groceries delivered, those kinds of things, have accelerated beyond. Right. How about the reduction in travel, which simply means that we're traveling less because we're meeting by conference call, like we're doing here. We're meeting by Zoom, or we're meeting by WebEx or by webinars or whatever that might be. The point is that companies are leaning back and go, wait a minute, we may be okay running remote. Are we sure we're renewing our office lease? You know, these are these quantum shifts that we are observing that we're going to continue to make observations about, at least until there is a vaccine. So for all of us in the media space, we're being very nimble. We're watching very closely the trends. Jed and myself are reporting on those and the things that we are seeing from that perspective. But to Jed, to your point, we don't have a crystal ball. As far as restaurants, you are right. Restaurants, and depends on where you are around the United States, you know, what, and climate, right? In Florida, I can almost always eat on a patio. You can't do that in Park City. It gets cold. By the middle to end of September, it's cold, and we no longer have patio dining. We don't know what that will mean once we no longer have the option to eat outside and what the impact on that will be. So this is where you sort of lean back and say, if that was a significant portion or a large portion of my advertiser focus, I'm going to do what? I'm going to need to pivot around that. Okay, and these are the kinds of things that we're encouraging you to do from that perspective. Okay, but back to the success stories. some of what you might be doing with restaurants is you might be showcasing not only you can eat on the patio, but this is an online cooking class that we might be doing, teaching you how to make pesto pasta. Just an additional way to engage if people are online. This is an additional way to promote the takeout. And here are some of the nice reviews of those that are picking up and to go, really sort of embracing that. So even your ad campaigns shifting. Have you seen anything along those lines to the ad campaign shifting a bit more around the coronavirus, Jed?
Well, I think that one thing which is a really interesting development is that, you know, if you had asked me in the beginning of the coronavirus, if local people, for example, if people in any community would rally behind, you know, a pizza place or a movie theater or, you know, or a beloved, you know, whatever, bagel shop, right, that's having trouble as a result of coronavirus, I would have said, no way, right? There's no way that it's going to happen. But it's happened all over the country over and over again, right? And whether it's by, you know, buying gift certificates in advance to try to help a local business who's having trouble, it's really sort of a show of support for your community. And I think that over and over again, people in the U.S. have done this, and that includes for their local papers. And I think that from my perspective, I always feel as though local papers and publications of any type, it could be a niche publication, you know, they don't make the case often enough that, listen, we're a business too, and we're impacted, you know, as much if not greater than most businesses who are out there. And you know, if you you know, now would be a great time to renew your subscription. Now would be a great time to, you know, to take out an ad. At a minimum, now would be a great time to frequent the advertisers who are using our publication, who are supporting our publication through their you know, with their wallets. And I think that making that case now, I think, to me anyway, feels different than it did maybe 6 months ago, right? It feels, you know, I think that through this crisis, people have seen the service that local publications are providing, or at least been reminded of the service that local publications have been providing in some cases for hundreds of years. And so now is an excellent time, I feel, to make that case, to say to readers and to say to subscribers, we are, you know, we need your help, right? We may not have a vehicle for you to just sort of give us money, but at a minimum, by supporting our advertisers and supporting the people who are supporting us, you're helping the publication and you're helping these businesses in the community. Now is the time to, you know, to focus on what's most important in your community. And I think that more and more consumers are responding to that. You know, we see in the advertising creative, some of the most successful creative that we're currently running sort of makes the case that, you know, listen, we employ people locally. We're in it too. We're going to all get through this together. I have to say, coming from a national company, from most of the national companies that we're working with, you know, it feels a little less sincere, I think. I mean, I think they mean it, but mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't come across as compelling a message as I think it does for a more local or regional business. But I think that I think now's the time to sort of say that and to make that case.
Mm-hmm. No, you're spot on, Jed, and even ads that are tone appropriate, working with the advertisers, talking about the nonprofits or the work that you're doing in the community, the outreach, talking about your team members and the issues related to safety, right? The issues of wearing a mask, the issues of how we sanitize and how we are guiding everything to the CDC standards. These are the kinds of conversations, Jed, even in the simplest form. On Sunday, we went to a a little pizza place, and they're tucked inside of a hotel, and they have this big open area, and the area is probably half the size of a soccer field, really kind of nice, kind of just a garden area, and grassy area. It's all sort of been trees in a grassy area. They've turned it all the way into this beautiful outdoor garden. Music plays outside. They kind of set the fencing up. All the chairs and all the tables are, you know, nice, socially distanced, and everything's kind of rolling along, and the server comes rolling up and takes the plastic glasses. She's wearing a mask, takes the plastic glasses of water, and holding them by the lip, hands them to the six of us. By the lip, her hands,
right.
no gloves. Now, Jed, think about how many times you've been to a restaurant, how many times we've been to a restaurant in our lifetime, and why am I even telling you about a server, the way they were holding the cup, the plastic cup as they brought it to the table, which would normally be a conversation you would never know who brought your water, who refilled your water, or where their hands are. Today,
right.
I'm telling you a story about Sunday. I turned to the server and I said, respectfully, could you please bring us new glasses? I can't have you holding my glass by the lip. I'm not drinking
right.
it. And she was very apologetic, took it back. I mean, and Jed, you know, we've been around the world a minute or two. We've done plenty of travel. We've done plenty of dining. Why are we talking about that? Because this is the new world, and this is the new sensitivity as media sales reps that we are bringing to the table. It is not easy for any of us, for any of you, or for the businesses that we sell advertising to, being tone appropriate, ads that are tone specific, ads that are community orientated, ads that are tying in nonprofit, give back, caring, all of those things. And obviously working with our advertisers, in this case restaurants, if we were selling ads to them, to work with them on those best practices, to share what those best practices are. A little comment, if I was in media sales and I saw that with that server, I'd be back talking to the manager or the marketing team related to that. You cannot afford to have a single restaurant diner like me to sit down and make that observation. So I also want to be what? Helpful as a media sales rep. Here's a counterpoint. 2 weeks ago, again sitting on a patio, went out, sat down, and out came a clipboard from one of the servers saying, would it be okay if we get a contact name and number for contact tracing? To which I was like, wow, of course. And then I took the time to send a text to the director of the health department, who I know dearly for 20 years, Jed, and pinged him to say, hey, Rich, what a nice job happening at this restaurant, look what happened today. So we can praise as well and work with our advertisers to help them from that perspective. These are all the little things. There are no right or perfect answers right now. We're going to encourage you to be nimble. We're going to encourage you to listen to the whisper. We're going to encourage you to think about veins of gold. We're going to encourage you to look for those small green shoots and those success stories and be able to help your advertisers in a time where they need to be more nimble. Help them with best practices. Help them with what others are doing in the spacing category that will allow them to drive more revenue and be more successful in their biz. And most importantly, we're all taking this one day at a time, simply one day at a time. Jed, some closing words before we wrap up our teleseminar for today?
Sure. I think that in any sort of crisis like this, there's opportunity. I mean, obviously, It's frustrating to have to sort of change how you operate, but we've sort of stumbled into some areas that have been successful. We by no means have sort of an insight into sort of every possible advertising advertiser that's out there or every vertical that's out there. So I'm sure that there's some that that I didn't mention, but seniors. Stuff focused on seniors staying in the home, products focused on home services and increasing focusing on the home, redoing the home and those seem to all be doing well. Gift items, again, continue to be very, very strong, and then sort of the aspirational products, which are, for when this is all over, seem to be upticking, from our perspective as well. So, there are things that are working, and I encourage you to try to be as flexible as you can with advertisers to find them. to find the ones that are working.
You bet. That's absolutely key, and we'll continue to keep you on the pulse of what we see and observe as we come in and out of our teleseminars. We continue to make similar observations like you as we are all sort of riding this wave, taking it one day at a time, and just recognizing that if you have a particular idea to share, a particular opportunity, a particular challenge, please let us know. Jed and I love to know what is happening in the marketplace. We've always been green and growing, never red and ripe. That simply means, very humbly, we do what? We come every single day to think about your media sales, your media success, and in light of the coronavirus, we're all in this together. Okay? Jed, as always, a pleasure working here together. Please, for those of you who have worked with MediaBids, you know all that they bring. Simply come in to MediaBids.com if you have not worked with them, and then likewise come into PowerHour.com and take a look at our website, and you'll see the work we've done for 25 years with media teams around the world. Jed, a pleasure. We'll see all of you next month. Take care, and make it a great day.
Okay. Thanks, everyone.